Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What a wonderful time we've had today, Bob, haven't we?
It's been spectacular.
Social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Are we still reeling from any of those NFL team videos from last week, Limits?
Oh, boy. The Colts ended up needing to get their video taken down because of some of the things that they put into their video. And I don't think Microsoft or Minecraft gave them approval for it.
Yeah, I think that might be the social media loser for
today.
Yeah,
that's not good.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And What's Cooking, brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Bob, let's go quickly through quarterbacks. Brock Purdy has signed a new deal. There seems to be some disagreement between you and Limits on how good Brock Purdy actually is. Limits thinks he's great. You don't. Or is the opposite true?
I wouldn't say great. I just said I think he's.
Can you win a Super Bowl with him?
They got there with him once. I know it's a talented team that he had, but he had to be the quarterback of it. You have to make the decisions, and sometimes it's not as easy as just saying, well, it's your playbook.
We got to do this quicker than we did the last one. AFC East, and we came out with Andy Reid versus Sean McVay for best coach in the NFL, and Reid won. Who survives the AFC East? Obviously, Josh Allen. I don't even have to ask you. AFC North. There's two big candidates here, Bob. Lamar and Burrow.
I'm going to go with Lamar again.
I'm going with Lamar.
I'm going with Burrow, but I'm overruled.
Yes, you are. AFC South. Who's the best quarterback, Bob?
No bark back. He's making progress.
He is. Mm. It ain't Trevor Lawrence, but who is it then? It's CJ Stroud for me. Think it might be Cam Ward?
No, it's too soon for that. I guess I got to go Stroud.
Although,
Lawrence should be much better than where he is. He's ranked, based on last year, 28th
of
all the 59 quarterbacks who played. That's terrible for a guy they gave $55
million to. He's borderline bust, honestly, for me, for what was expected of him compared to what's been delivered. Of course, he does have a playoff win in the last 8 years. Kansas City, Chargers, Broncos, Raiders. Who's got the best quarterback? I think we all know that. Patrick Mahomes. Right, Limits?
Yes.
Right,
yes,
Bob?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, NFC East. Woo! This is a good one, Bob. Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels, Dak Prescott, whoever plays for the Giants. Who you got? Jackson Dart.
Jackson Dart's my pick.
Jackson Dart's my pick.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm overruled.
Jackson Dart.
Of course it's Jalen Hurts.
Of course it's Russell Wilson.
Could be Jaden Daniels.
I think it is Jaden Daniels. I'm picking
it's
Daniels.
Jaden Daniels.
Oh, you guys. You two are among the many who disrespect Jalen Hurts.
I'm not disrespecting him.
This dude has walked into the biggest game of the year twice and outplayed Patrick Mahomes two times. And last year got the Super Bowl MVP. I love Jaden Daniels. I think he's a star already. Jalen Hurts deserves this title.
That's your opinion.
And yes,
we disagree with it. I just think as far as a quarterback who's going to make an even bigger play this year, it's going to be him.
Limits? You sticking with that?
I'm with you, Bob. Jaden Daniels took a 4-win team last year to the NFC Championship game this year.
12-5, right.
He was incredible, and I was very surprised, and I didn't think he had this in him. Jaden Daniels is my pick.
I'm deeply saddened by your pick. NFC North, who's the best quarterback?
Because Caleb Williams is tracking maybe to be eventually, but Jordan Love's paid a lot of money as well.
I'm going to go with Jordan Love.
I'm not. I'm going to go with...
Jared Goff?
I guess Jared Goff. J.J. McCarthy's just too new. I don't know what to expect from him. But yeah,
I'm going with Jordan Love.
I'm going with Jordan Love as well, Joe.
He wins, Bob. NFC South, Baker? Or who? You're a big Bryce Young fan.
Cousins? No, it's got to be Baker.
It's got to be Baker.
I'm going with Tyler Shuck. Baker Mayfield.
NFC West, Matthew Stafford. A little bit of Brock Purdy. Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray doesn't get a lot of respect, but I mean, his teams always don't do much.
I still say Stafford.
I think
it has to be.
Yeah, yep. I would probably have to agree with that.
All right, Stafford, Baker, Jordan Love, or Jaden Daniels? Who wins the NFC, Bob? It's a tough one, ain't it? That is a tough one now that I think about it. And honestly, I would say Jalen Hurts, believe it or not, but I can't choose him because you guys eliminated him.
We did.
So I might.
You might have to go with Daniels.
I might go with Baker Mayfield.
Oh, what? Wow.
I like the moxie. You'll disagree with it. So
I guess I'll go with Jaden Daniels if I have to.
Either Daniels or
make
Stafford.
A choice limit.
I'm going to go with Daniels. Jordan Love didn't do enough for
Jaden
me last
Daniels
year.
Jaden Daniels surprisingly comes out of the NFC,
even
Bob.
After Stafford. Wow. I thought you would go to Stafford.
No, I would go to Hurts if he was available
to me. But he's
not. I know.
So you can't make that
case.
So
I'm going Daniels. He could be MVP of the league this year. I do agree with that. Patrick Mahomes, CJ Stroud, Lamar, or Josh Allen? Who's the best quarterback in the AFC? It's Josh Allen.
I cannot believe you both went Allen.
I wanted to go Josh Allen.
There you go.
But you don't pick Mahomes. I'm stunned.
It's time. It's time for a new top of the mountain quarterback.
I think Josh Allen's the better player.
I thought I would stand alone on this. No, it's a clean sweep with Josh Allen.
Josh Allen and Jaden Daniels in the Super Bowl.
That's Josh Allen.
That's Josh Allen.
The Bills finally win the Super Bowl and Josh Allen's the champ.
I leave here very pleased with both of you, even though we disagreed. Bob, you're a wonderful man. Are you going to be here tomorrow?
No.
Tomorrow's Tuesday.
I'm going to be here on Thursday. Yeah. I have
Thursday,
a golf event on Wednesday.
No need
to
explain.
I told you guys in advance,
so I
have to take care of that stuff.
Enjoy yourself. Fan weather, partly cloudy.
I can't wait for you to lock your keys in today's trunk.
I'm not doing that today.
Old Stonewall.
I'm going to be out at Old Stonewall, Bob.
You know what's next for him? He is going to lose it on the golf course. He's going to bring his keys and put them someplace where he doesn't normally do it.
He's going to put it in the eighth hole.
And the way he loses stuff, it'll be somewhere on the course. That's even
I thought it was
worse.
I thought it was on Neville Woods course.
What
I thought
would you
it was.
Do?
I don't
You'd
know.
You'd have to wait till someone accidentally
I left my
finds
cell
it.
Phone at that course in West Mifflin. What's it called? Melwood? What's it called? I left my phone there. And some girl found it. The girl behind the counter found it on the course. And I gave her like $100.
It was
a miracle.
Some money in your pocket.
That's great.
Yeah.
A miracle.
That's good. So don't lose your keys today, Joe. That's the bottom line.
Thank you, Bob. Partly cloudy
thank
today
you,
with more sunshine forecast.
Bob.
High of Mario Lemieux, 66. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group. Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. That's Myers Law Group. Good night, Limits.
Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.